I'd like to call the Town of Scruple Board meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance at 6 o'clock. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. All right. Do you want to read secret, Tom?
Sure. I move that all actions taken tonight are excluded, exempt, or type 2 actions for the purpose of the State Environmental Quality Review Law, unless otherwise stated.
Second.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye. All right. We have one privilege of the floor, Sheila Taylor.
I don't know. I'm trying to sell her my property that I had behind Kevin's Car Care. It's 12 acres.
Okay.
And I wanted to get it changed. I always thought it was, she just told me it's zoned commercial one. I thought the whole time I've owned it was farmland. Because when I bought it from, Carrie Fritz, it had been farmland. I didn't know that had been put into commercial. But if it is commercial, I'd still like to get it changed from commercial to residential.
Okay. Is this parcel separate from your Car Care?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
I sold that.
I didn't say I seen.
Right away that goes between me and the old Honda shop that goes out back.
Okay.
So it's really that acreage out back.
Okay. Yeah. So have you talked with our zoning board at all? Or?
We spoke to someone today and they said to come here.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you want to go ahead and apply, that would be your first step, basically applying for a zoning change. Letting them look, and then once they'll go through their process, make a recommendation, they send it up to the town board, and then we'll have a public hearing and stuff on it and be able to vote on a change or not a change. So basically, if you go to the code office, tomorrow, whenever you can fill out some zoning paperwork to be put on the zoning board, you'll have to pay some type of zoning fee to put the application in. And then, like I said, the zoning board chairman, I think it's Doug Deeb, he'll give you a call, let you know when you know their meetings are. They can come in, ask you any questions. Then they'll kick it up to us.
So you haven't tried before, correct?
No.
Okay.
No. Based on the taxes I paid on it for the last 30 years, 25 years, however long I've owned it, I always thought it was farmland because I know it's undeveloped, but still it was. Next to nothing. I can't believe it's commercial. I paid such little taxes on it.
I'll have to look into it.
I was going to say, we'll have to do a reprise on that.
She's going to kick you in the knee about now.
Okay.
So absolutely, yes. Like I said, they basically look at everything, and then they'll kick a recommendation up to us. Once we get it, we'll set a public hearing. Everybody in your area will get a notice and stuff, be able to come out. And that's kind of the process.
Okay.
So, thanks, Kevin.
All right, thanks.
Thanks. All right, any other privilege of the floors? Good? Perfect. All right, so the first item on the agenda is the water service agreement between the Town of Scruple and the Village of Phoenix. We got that revised to extend it for another year. This is the same agreement that we have been in for multiple years for the village providing our different water districts water for town residents. We are not in charge of the water rates. That is through the Village of Phoenix and stuff. They kind of set the rates. So we're extending it only for another year so we can keep looking at, Aqua and other, possible water avenues to hopefully help our residents with the price.
Actually, it's 2 years, but...
Technically, we're already halfway through this year. So it's basically, it'll end 2026, the end of next year. So, year and a half. So, is there any questions on that? Good. So, I will make a motion to approve the Village of Phoenix and the Town of Scruple water agreement. Do you want me to read a couple of these, or are we good just making the motion?
Just making the motion.
Perfect. So I'll make a motion to accept the water service agreement between the Village of Phoenix and the Town of Scruple.
Second.
Was that Matt?
Justin.
Justin.
Sorry.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye. The next up is the local law tax cap override public hearing date. So we kind of do this every year. We come up with budget, and the way that the New York state law works, we have to have the budgets pass a certain time. If we possibly go over the tax cap override, we have to have a public hearing. If we go over 2%, you know, some years we don't go over. I think one, you know, a couple times in the last 10 years we went over the 2%, but we just go ahead, we pass this. That way we have our ducks in a row in case we do go over it. So it's kind of a preventative thing. So don't think just because this, you know, we have any determination yet on budgets or anything. So with that, if there's no questions, I'll make a motion to set the public hearing date for the Local Law 3 Tax Cap Override for October 14th at 6:02 p.m.
Second.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye. All right. Next up is the budget dates. Darlene's already posting these and stuff, so everybody will
be going to come out.
Yeah, well, she's in the process of posting everything, so everybody will get notified. But the Town of Scruple budget meetings will be the following days. Thursday, October 2nd from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Tuesday, October 7th, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesday, October 8th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, October 9th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesday, October 15th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And that will be at the town hall right here. And that is basically where we meet with all our department heads and everything. We talk with them. They give us what numbers they're thinking for their budgets, what they'd like to see, basically talk about next year's goals, etc., and start coming up with our budget numbers. All good on that? Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So next thing that is on the agenda, but we're not going to make a decision or anything, is the generator bid. We have a few bids that are in. We did get money from Assemblyman Barkley's office to help, so that way we can become, you know, basically, what's it, like a
shelter.
Shelter. I didn't say safe haven. A shelter again, so that way if we have any emergencies or whatever, we, you know, people, residents can come here. Generator's too old, so, but the rest of the town board, we want to talk to the contractors. We have some more questions that we wanted to talk about. So that will be deferred. Number five, the last thing on the agenda is the contract for the town park. As many of you know, we got up to a $500,000 park grant to help with our park. We already had money set aside for park upgrades. So, you know, we've been working hard. Joanne's been, you know, on the phone all the time with these, you know, the state and all these different hoops you got to jump through. So we got the contract established. We did get the revised contract from Labella. Took out a couple things we didn't need. It ended up dropping the price to around $50,000. That is just for, you know, basically phase one. That's just going through, you know, engineering and all the architectural drawings, all that so forth. That's not to, you know, actually build the thing. So, but if nobody's got any questions for that, then we're good. I will go ahead and make a motion to accept Labella Professional Services Agreement, made the 15th day of August 2025 for the amount of $50,090 for phase one.
Second.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye. Anybody got anything else?
No, sir.
Anything else from the gallery?
You good, Amy? All right. And yes, so with that, our great town supervisor is not here tonight. She wanted to be. She was here. She had an emergency that came up. So, but she was here earlier, always working hard. And with that, I will close the meeting at 6:10. Make second. A motion.
Who's second?
Nataro.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.
Wow. Hand the crap over.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, darling.
Hand it over.
We should have already had this stuff.
I want that stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
And your brown thing.
All in this?
Oh, yeah. Hand it over. You can keep your piece of paper. Thank you. Contracts.
Well, you already have
this. My budget dates. I got to hang up. I don't.
Let me take a picture. I got to take a picture.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because you show up. I don't have Labella. What's his face? Didn't show up.
And then we got to make sure no, he didn't stuff or whatever. That's what we were talking about. Chip was like, oh, good luck with that guy. I said, half the time they don't even show up. They just say they're going to and complain.